get this in there?
Yeah.
Anatomy of Faith?
Yeah.
Are we pretty close? We got a little bit of, how's that? We got that in there a little bit?
Yeah.
Is that, are we okay?
Yes.
Does that look stupid?
No, it looks
good. It looks good? So we're back in the Garden of Eden. See where God put all the trees? Now this is not the tree of life.
Yeah.
And this is not the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. No, it's not. It's a real tree. But anyhow, see? That's what happens when you're full of the word, right? Okay, so welcome everybody. And I can talk loud because nobody's around. That's good. That's good. Today we are Missionary Enterprise once again. And this is under our playlist, YouTube playlist of mini documentary presentation. And I just want to make a note here. I have David here behind me or in front of me doing the YouTube on the camcorder. And then we've got Sister Chica here. And hopefully she's going to be in Omimi with us before she goes to Nigeria the very next day, which I get to drive her to the airport. I have the privilege to drive her to the airport. Okay? So I'm going to get used to looking at right between the two cameras here. So she's doing the, so she's got the phone for the live streaming. So, and I have to get this out. My little recorder, just in case I say something that I don't want to miss. Okay, so mini documentary presentation. There we go. This is good. Social media. Welcome to social media. Social media is a huge platform that we can use for the gospel, for the kingdom of God, and we need to take full advantage of it according to the Spirit. So today, this is something a little bit different and special. This is regarding Neighborhood Watch. Neighborhood Watch annual general meeting. And Durham Region, we're actually at the Durham Regional Headquarters building and in Whitby, Ontario, Canada. And today we're actually, you know, we're Saturday, January 11th, 2020. The introduction, we're just gonna make a short video because we've got registration at 10:30, but that's okay. So the introduction to this is Neighborhood Watch. What is Neighborhood Watch? Neighborhood Watch is simply a program of neighbors watching over neighbors' property during times when burglaries are likely to occur. Also, it has the idea of to fight crime. We're going to get into this a little bit today, the word crime. To fight crime for a safer community, especially with everything that's going on in the world today. Man, it's time, like even in the natural, for people to pull together, to come together, put their resources together, and not just leave it up to everybody else. You know, I was telling Sister Chica yesterday, I said, you know, until you get cancer, which I don't believe in, we should get cancer, but I'm just saying, until you get cancer, you don't care about everybody else getting cancer until it hits home, right? Or you don't care if your neighbor gets robbed until somebody breaks into your own house. And that's not right. We should care whether we ever get robbed or not. We should care, right? Especially as believers, as followers of Christ, right? So fight crime for a safer community. The most obvious reason to organize a neighborhood watch program is to prevent crime. Crime prevention, prevent it. Not wait till it happens and then deal with the consequences. No, let's prevent crime, all right? And crime is preventable. It is preventable, okay? Groups that meet regularly and communicate efficiently are the most effective at reducing incidents. Okay, so that was my introduction. Let's go into the short exhortation here. The number one key in crime, quote unquote, crime prevention, is preventing all kinds of crime is found in the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Believe it or not, it is. It really is. Once you understand the new birth, you'll understand how we can stop, not just fight crime, but stop crime, all right? So I wrote here, all crime, all of it, I don't care what it is. Now, I'm not gonna give you a long list of crimes, okay? But all crime, from the least to the greatest, is rooted in sin. It's rooted in sin, okay? In other words, crime would not even exist if it was not for the fall of man back in the Garden of Eden. That's where crime originated from, and I'm gonna prove that from the Word of God, all right? So the history and etymology for the word crime is from the Middle English, literally wrongdoing and sin. There you go. That's secular. This is not even Christian that I got this. This is secular, okay? The history of the word crime, etymology, from the root, okay? is from the word wrongdoing and sin, borrowed from Anglo-French going back to the Latin crimen or crimen, meaning accusation, charge, indictment, source of an accusation, misdeed, offense. These are words, most of these words are found in the Bible. Okay, all right, so, you know. Anyhow, the very first crime to ever be recorded in the history of mankind after the fall of man, which was the biggest crime of all, is to be found in Genesis 4, chapter 4, verse 6 to 8. All right? So verse 6 says here, and the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? And why do you look sad and depressed and dejected? Verse 7, if you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin crouches at your door. Its desire is for you, but you must master it. Okay, that's what God told him. All right? So what's next? Verse 8. And Cain, God just warns him. He just warns him like he warned Adam. Okay? And Cain said to his brother. Now they were in a fallen state here, though, of course. This is not before the fall. This is after the fall. Okay? So Cain said to his brother, let us go to the field. Oh, yeah, right. Thank you, brother. And when they were there, then when they were in the field, Cain rose up against his own brother, Abel, and killed him or murdered him. He killed him. Wow. First crime, really. This is the first crime. And I just want to make a difference here. There is a big difference between the word killing and the word murdering someone. There's a huge difference, okay? So two of the differences in the Old Testament for Hebrew word is just Strong's number 2026 and 7523. I'm going to get into that later on in other videos because I'm going to do a huge series on this, okay? So let's move into Genesis 6. Genesis 6, this is quite a bit after the fall, but still, this is before the flood. Okay, so verse 5, Genesis 6, verse 5, it says here, the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. I was sharing with David the other day, a sister of ours, I won't mention her name, because she may see this video. She said, well, God doesn't see sin. I said, hey, God don't see sin on you. Give me a break. Of course he sees sin. He sees everything. Was great in the earth, and that every imagination and intention of all human thinking was only evil continually. Don't tell me there was not a lot of crime going on back in those days. Verse 11, the earth was depraved and putrid in God's sight, and the land was filled with violence. Violence. Usually violence is because of crime. Desecration, infringement, outrage, assault, and lust for power. Lust for power. That's a crime right there. Okay? Because usually you're taking advantage of people, you're backstabbing people to get ahead. Verse 12, and God looked upon the world and saw, there we go, have the word saw again, how degenerate, debased, and vicious it was, for all humanity had corrupted their way upon the earth and lost their true direction. That's the biggest crime of all. Once you understand the true sense of the word crime. Verse 13, God said to Noah, I intend to make an end to all flesh, for through men the land is filled with violence, crime, and behold, I will destroy them and the land. Me and God think alike. I tell you, I'd be flooding. Well, maybe he is. There's a lot of rain today. No, he's not flooding. He said he wouldn't flood the earth again, right? So, I wrote here, the only key or solution in getting rid of all crime, I got to make sure I got to look in these cameras here, in society across the world, not just here in Oshawa, not just here in Whitby, not just here in Durham region, not just here in the province of Ontario, not just in the nation of Canada, throughout the whole world, in society across the whole world is through the new birth. The new birth. John 3:3, right? Jesus said, unless you be born of God, born from above, born again, as well as proper mind renewal, which is found in Ephesians 4:22-24. Because you know what? Once you're born again, I know people that commit crime once they're born again. Yeah, they're genuinely born again and they still commit certain crimes. Yeah, but in the new man, there is no crime. Once you put on the new man, fully put on the new man, you will never cause another crime again, whether it's a small one or a big one. So I just want to touch this here in Ephesians 2, why people commit crime. Overall, why do they commit crime? We drove out to Pickering 2 days ago, and Neighborhood Watch was supposed to have a meeting there concerning human trafficking. Now, the three of us here were at one last year in Ajax, and we did a video with it. This one has nothing to do with human trafficking today, but we were supposed to, they canceled it because the officer that was supposed to do it with Morgan Dobson, he was not able to show up, so they canceled it, and that was on human, specifically on human trafficking through Neighborhood Watch, okay? But why do these people do what they do? Why? Well, I'll tell you why, okay? So these people are doing the best, I mean, the police and all that, they're doing the best that they can, okay? But it's not good enough. And God has the answer to all of this, okay? So let's go to Ephesians 2, okay? It says here, Ephesians 2, 1, it says, and you, when you were dead in your trespass and sin. Verse 2, in which at one time you walked habitually, you were following the course and fashion of this world, were under the sway of the tendency of this present age, following the prince of the power of the air, you are obedient to and under the control of and the demon spirit that still constantly works in the sons of disobedience. Sons of disobedience, okay? So sons of disobedience, you cannot help but commit crime overall, okay? The careless, the rebellious, and the unbelieving who go against the purpose of God. I heard this years ago from a preacher, Edwin Lewis Cole. He's not with us today. He said, we are lawbreakers by nature. We're lawbreakers by nature because of the fall. We break laws all the time. You know, even once you're born again, you still break laws sometimes. You're speeding, you do different things like that, right? So the key to in all of this is not only to get born again. Once you get born again, that's good. That's great. That's your way to get into heaven. But once you're born again, you've got to get into this whole process of putting off the old man and putting on the new man through mind renewal, okay? So anyhow, I want to thank you for your time. I did want to go on. There's a couple of things I did want to share, and I was thinking about doing this video after the meeting because I wanted to take some notes and I wanted to share it on this because Neighborhood Watch, whether we have it only here in Ontario, I didn't research that, whether it's only here in Canada or they have it in different nations, you shouldn't have to wait till the government instill these things in society. The church should be watching all the time after not only one another but in their neighborhoods. You know, I'm gonna say this right now, I used to do a lot of prayer walking and I want to get back into that. I had some problems with my legs and all that, but I'm building my faith to get my healing, to get strong legs again. I love to prayer walk. And actually what happened is when I came back from my first trip from Africa in 2013-14, what happened was I started going for prayer walks again. And I came across some things on my street that I knew were wrong because I used to be, I had a criminal record before I got born again. I had a criminal record, I've been to the Whitby Jail, stuff like that. So I knew there were things going on in my own street. So it really, that's where I began to get involved with Morgan Dobson and Neighborhood Watch and different things like that, and I want to do more. But see, if the church would take the time for prayer walks, walking around their neighborhoods, there's Christians in every neighborhood. There's got to be at least one Christian in every neighborhood. You know, if Christians would start walking around their neighborhoods and start praying for their neighborhoods, I know for a fact that God would be able to intervene in some way to help. So, you know, I don't know if I made a note of this. Yeah. So, Crime Stoppers, and I made a note of this, that we are supposed to be sin stoppers. So the church is supposed to be sin stoppers, right? Because of the cross, right? So if we can stop sin in society, we're gonna stop the crime. So I wanna thank you for your time. I wanna thank you for those who are following us on Facebook, on Twitter, with the live stream, with the YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, different things like that, social media platform. Thank you for all those in Asia. Those in Africa, Pakistan, yes, India, that's part of Asia, but that's okay because Pakistan specifically, are they on there, Pakistan? Yes, Pakistan, we're coming out there, Pakistan, we are coming out there. When the Lord sends me, we are coming out there and we're going to have a great time. So I want to thank you for your time and I want to thank you for all your likes. And I want to thank you for your comments, your positive comments. Most of the comments are very positive. And the negative comments, I understand you, but you misunderstand me. You misunderstand my posts and stuff like that. So if you listen to my videos a little bit more, you'd probably understand my posts because you can only put so much on a post. You can only put so many words. So sometimes I don't even post certain things because I'm going, well, they're going to take that wrong. you know. So, but anyhow, thank you for your time. Shalom, and walk in the fullness of the grace of God that's been made available through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.